Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, Shemot Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tatvav. Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Velohe Yaakov. Ze Shemi Leolam, Veze Zichri Ledor Dor. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial for all generations. And now for the Hebrew walkthrough. Elohe Avraham, the God of Abraham. Elohe Yitzchak, the God of Isaac. Velohe Yaakov, and the God of Jacob. Ze Shemi, this is my name, Leolam, forever. Veze Zichri, and this is my memorial, Ledor Dor, for all generations. Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Velohe Yaakov. Ze Shemi Leolam, Veze Zichri Ledor Dor. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial for all generations. Note something very important about this definition of God's name, and that is that it stands in a positive relationship to the name that he gave to Moses mentioned in the previous verse, namely, Ehiye Asher Ehiye, I will be who I will be, or I am that I am, shortened to Ehiye, the great I am. So, in other words, the great I am is none other than the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And that's the memorial. That equivalence is supposed to be held and understood. So, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the sacred name of God, the Lord, is none other than the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And therefore, the abstract, philosophical, and theological name that means inscrutable glory and wisdom, the source of all life and being, both past, present, and future, the one who is and was and is to come forever and ever, the secret glory and wonder of all things, is expressed concretely as the God of history, that is, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, in other words, the God of Israel. As it's written, Yodia derechav le-Moshe, livnei Yisrael alilotav. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts, that is, his historical acts, to the children of Israel. That's Psalm 103, verse 7. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians. May the Lord, that is, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, bless you as you study biblical Hebrew, the language of the kingdom, l'ikvod Yeshua Meshichenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Stay strong, Chavarim. Shalom, shalom.